Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week's parsha is Re'eh, which deals with two central subjects which are pretty much the core of Jewish life. One is the laws of kashrut, the dietary laws, which we had in Parshat Shemini and are repeated here. And the second is the Jewish calendar, the description again of the holy days of the Jewish year that are really the turning points of the year for all of us, what we always look forward to. So we look forward now to the high holy days, which are coming upon us soon, and the holiday of Sukkot. And then Jews from Sukkot look forward to Chanukah, and then from Chanukah we look forward to Purim, and Purim gets us to Pesach, and Pesach gets us to Shavuos, and that's how we're able to keep going. The idea of the laws of kashrus, the self-discipline that's involved. So the law has to be seen as many things in the Torah has to be seen on many different planes. So one plane, one level is certainly that of discipline. But discipline alone would not be sufficient, because the Torah could tell us to be vegetarians or carnivores, or, you know, we can discipline ourselves on, you know, we'll only eat pork, right? So that's also a discipline. So therefore, the second level is that there's an esoteric level here. There's a spiritual level here. The rabbis said that people who eventually succumb and don't eat kosher food, eventually suffer from heart trouble. The rabbi's understanding of heart trouble was not so much cholesterol or, God forbid, blocked arteries or heart attack. But the heart trouble meant, as far as Judaism was concerned, their hearts became stopped up. As far as Judaism was concerned, they became less charitable, they became less Jewish. And that this is a spiritual, mysterious element, mystic element. But we all know now that to a great extent we are what we eat. That's why diet books are so popular in the world. And people are formed by what they eat. The Jewish soul is heavily influenced by what goes into a person's mouth. And therefore, for instance, in today's world, the Jewish organizations such as the UJA and the federations have confirmed this. Less and less Jews are giving. Those Jews who give more. So in terms of dollars, at the end of the day, there may not be a substantial difference now than from previous years. But in terms of the percentage of people who give, the percentage has dropped almost alarmingly. Well, that's understandable. You know, your intermarriage rate is up, your observance rate is down. Jews don't feel attached anymore. They don't feel attached, so then why should they give money? And that's what the rabbis meant, that their heart gets stopped up, right? The heart gets stopped up, the hand closes. It's almost an automatic reaction. Now, it may take 2-3 generations for that to work. It doesn't mean that it works instantaneously, because there's a large backdrop of good DNA, so to speak, that still controls people. But eventually, after a few generations, you've used up all your credits, and then people don't give anymore. People are not as Jewish as they should be. And the same thing is true of the calendar, right? How we look at ourselves during the year. Do we look at ourselves in the progression of Jewish values, which every holiday represents, and observance of the rituals which every holiday represents? or is it just a, you know, doesn't exist? I remember when I was a lawyer a long time ago in Chicago, I wanted a continuance on a case, and the judge, who was Jewish, told me, I think, May 19th, counselor. And I looked in my pocket calendar, and May 19th was the holiday of Shavuos. And I said, Your Honor, I can't appear on May 19th. Could I have a different date? He said, Why can't you appear? I said, It's a Jewish holiday. He said, What Jewish holiday? So I said, Shavuos. He said, There is no such Jewish holiday. And for him, there was no such Jewish holiday. I wonder if he has Jewish grandchildren. But the calendar is here to remind us, always to remind us of who we are and where we should be and what we should be doing. So these two elements which comprise most of the Parsha of Ray are really fundamental ideas in the Jewish world that should be taken to heart and pursued.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Re'eh.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.